Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some wonderful healings, to get you more centered with your spirit, to bring more of your spirit energy into your physical body. This is what this program is all about, to do healings, to get rid of the DNA negative energy, which is judgment, which is thoughts that are with you. Remember, who you are is the thoughts of all your ancestors. This is what's stored inside of your body. Your spirit energy needs to integrate with you into your physical body, into your cellular structure, being more specific with that. So you need to be integrated inside of your body, inside of your cells, with your spirit for ascension. Being in your body is one thing. That way your spirit can communicate with you. But the most important thing is it holding space, holding itself in your body. So this is what Jesus came to do 2,000 years ago, and the same thing is happening now with the Creation Light Ship. That's what Jesus used back then, and it's here again, came forth in 2005. So what happens every 2,000 years, the Light Ship comes to help humanity through the ascension process, and this is why these healings that we do are so important, so that you can do the ascension. And if you don't choose to do the ascension, then that's with the body. Remember, there's two different systems, the body and the spirit. And the mind energy, they talk about body, mind, spirit. Well, the mind energy is the darkness. That's the time energy. Remember, we have time here. We live in darkness of time. And so the time energy has nothing to do with the heart. The heart energy, your spirit energy, the creation light ship energy that created the universe of light did not create time. This is why when you go into your heart center, you get out of time. Time goes by very quickly for you normally because you're out of time. The old saying, time flies when you're having fun. Well, that's correct. Then you're in love and joy. So time does fly and you're out of the darkness energy that's controlling you. Remember, that's your natal chart. That's the planets. And that's all extraterrestrial energies, all alien energies that are transmitted to you. So as you look up at the stars out there, are they really stars or are they an artificial intelligence that's beaming to you the negative mind control energy that's reacting to your physical body? So that's kind of just information for everybody. And tonight is our night for paranormal experiences, so if you have anything that you've experienced and you want to call in, you can, or just put something on the fast chat. So like as always, we start the show off doing an emotional clearing, and these clearings will work on the archives. Every clearing that we do will work on the archives. We have quite a few of them. So here we go. We're going to do entity clearings first here. And entities are little critters. These are emotional bodies from people who've died. And another way of calling them is ghost. And these ghosts can come into you. And they can also come into you if you go to a reader, and they can be reading the energy of this ghost as you. Depends how strong they are, who's coming forward. And these energies cannot look out of your eyes, but your spirit can. And that's the difference. So let's get rid of some entities first, and we'll do an emotional clearing. So here we go. Entities, so we'll count to 10. Work at the bottom of our feet, and we'll work our way up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Moving up now to our calves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If your body kind of shakes or makes some kind of movements or tingles, that's these things leaving you. Going up to your knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now moving up to your hip joints. Your waist area, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Going up to your solar plexus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Moving up to your shoulders, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Neck, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we can't forget our arms, so going down our arms to our elbow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wrist and fingers, palm of your hands, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do our neck and our head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So it should feel a little better. And we'll get rid of some other alien entities here. Remember, these are Earth-based ones. We'll do some alien ones. Now we're doing a special call Sunday 8-hour conference call to get rid of the alien implants, alien energies that are attaching to you. So let's work with our head here. We'll get rid of some of the maggot energies. You probably have heard the expression that my skin is crawling or my head's itching. Well, what are these? These are energies from the aliens that they brought down here to this planet, and they look like little maggots. And these crawl around your head. So if your head's itching now, it's because we're stirring them up. And we'll release some of these for you here. On these conference calls, we do this in the quarantine room outside the light ship. Remember, these are darkness energies brought here by the extraterrestrials. So here we go. Going to release them. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy these healings. And bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. You can scroll down on Creation Light Ship Healing. Go down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And you're going to be able to see the light beam get activated. We'll activate it right now. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You might see the color change. The eye should get much brighter. I'm going to take away some of these maggot energies now. Here they go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And since we're doing head-related things, we'll get rid of the some of the jellyfish energies that are on top of your head here. Remember, these are all life forms that live here that were brought here by alien races to inhabit this planet. They do not have a spirit in their body. That's the difference. Yo, jellyfish energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that's a little teaser for what we're going to be doing on Sunday. If you're interested, just go online. We have 28 hours of conference line calls for $200 this month. So if you're interested in doing that, getting these things off of you so you can live a better life, so your body will not be tormented, this is wonderful. So let's get the ones out of our throat now. These are alien energies. So if your throat's kind of hurting you, maybe a sore throat, let's get some of these throat energies out. Remember, these are all alien energies. If we didn't have these here, these extraterrestrial life forms, we would be in perfect health. So here we go. We'll concentrate on the throat, and I'll count to 10 again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's also do sinuses right now, nose and sinuses. These are like little small, like little black dots, kind of like a little ladybug, sort of. This is kind of how they're appearing to me, but they're very, very small. These are living off of you and your sinuses. So let's get these away, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you're interested in having some of these clearings here, wanted to check it out before our Sunday 8-hour conference call that starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. You can go to two shows on the BBS archives. One is 11:30:07, and the other one is 10:10:08. It's been a while. We've been on this BBS program here for a long time. Lots of archives. I'll have healings on them, but check those two dates out, 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. Those are with extraterrestrial life forms that are inhabiting you. So this is not new, and they've been here, you know, for tens of thousands of years. So here we go. Let's take away entities. Again, so these are ones that are from the darkness. We'll get rid of those out of us. Here, remember, they sometimes come in because they want to be released. So you may have some that are around you that you cannot physically see because they're in a different dimension, but they do want to come into the light. And they have no way of doing that unless we do this on this program here. So here we go. Otherwise, the darkness would be terminated as they go to the light ship or attempt to go to it. They'd be looked at as a threat to the light consciousness. And this is pure love energy. It's not universal mind, not collective consciousness, not Akashic records, anything like that. This is pure love energy. So here we go. So let's take away these alien life forms that would like to go to the light. And these are also known as shapeshifters that can be inside of people. Here we go. And I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do one thing next here. We'll do an emotional clearing going back 5 days. And this will help you to release some of these energies. These are what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So if you wonder why these healings are working so fast, this is what it is. These are all instantaneous healings with love energy from the light. Nothing to do with mind. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do it again here. There's some energy that people have stuck, which was yesterday. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so we'll have our co-host here. Are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I am. And wow, what a great introduction. And probably right now everyone feels like kind of fresh and clean and like they've just had a shower and some beautiful cleansing energy. And I'm hearing a beep. I don't know if that means we have a caller on the line. I guess let's check. Is anyone there? Holly? Do we have a caller on the line? Okay, I guess not right now. But if you'd like to call in, you're welcome to. We'd love to have you. The call-in number for Friday night.
There is somebody out there, maybe.
There is.
Can you talk a little louder, please?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, we can barely hear
you. Yeah, I was holding a long time only because I must have come on when Ron was talking, doing all the alien stuff. I can't get on, so I figured, let me call in. I can't get on my computer for some reason.
There you go.
I'm not going to let myself not hear this.
How can we help you tonight, or what we'd like to talk about, or any experience?
Are we doing the paranormal show, or is it just open?
Life on this planet is strange, so
I know
anything could be.
I have many things I could share, but I don't want to know what you want to talk about today. Okay, well, I do have something then. In certain, I guess, maybe religions, they do chanting. Now, what is that?
Well, chanting is probably connecting to some kind of energy. Let me see here. Well, to me, chanting would just be connecting to an energy pool that was put up in place by somebody somewhere sometime. Okay? And so you're taking your life force energy and transmitting that to an energy pool.
Okay.
So there's really no difference in that as praying to some energy outside of yourself, a God energy, for instance. And or you know, connecting to a dark side practitioner is what we call them, a sorcerer, you know, a person working with black magic. All this stuff is really the same thing. It just depends how you look at it. It's all mind energy. So when you're chanting, you're using your communication energy, and you're using words. Okay, and words are made up of letters, and these actually mean something to someone or something, and the something out there can take that energy from you. So chanting typically is mind control energies. So when you say the same thing over again, you're actually using a mind control word or wording or slogan or saying or something to connect you to something that was put in place by somebody who told you to do this. Remember, there's
right.
Always
really
something behind
the scenes.
Maybe
there's
some
old
language extraterrestrial life out there. Maybe some planet connecting to you. Maybe you think it's some archangel or you know, whatever alien race or something. Remember, they're all up to be all the same thing. And so these energies that connect to you that are using the word alien, that means it's outside of yourself, okay? These energies are there to control you. And so when a practitioner gets information to do a chant, remember they're using mind energy, and they get this idea, which comes from universal mind, collective consciousness. But this is not light. Remember, light doesn't control anything. It gives you free choice, free will, and will never tell you what to do. And so these energies that you're probably talking about would be controlled by something, and as you speak the words are going into an extraterrestrial pool of energy, much like a big cloud, and you're giving it power, and then you're connected to it energetically through an energetic cord or link, and you may not ever get yourself out of that because you don't know what you did. Most people just use their mind to say, oh, this feels good, that doesn't feel good. Or they use their body, their feeling body, to detect things. And if you haven't had a feeling body clearing from me, then what you're doing is you might be using a body that's completely corrupted, thinking that you're getting your truth, and it's just using dark side energies in disguise because the body is corrupted, and that's how they're using that. Remember, this show is all about getting you spirit empowered so that you're listening to your own spirit, not to anything outside of yourself. Because anything outside of yourself itself is not from the light, because the light never promotes itself. The light is only with you continuously, and it's up to you to connect to it. So the light never channels through anybody because it can't. It won't do that. The reason why it can't is because then it'll be misinterpreted, and everybody's special message from their spirit is going to be unique to themselves, not to everybody in general. And the light does not judge. And so the light is not going to start judging by talking about itself to a bunch of people. And this is the way it works. So the light only works in the current now. In fact, somebody asked a question quite a while ago. And the question to me was, gee, Ron, I went into my heart center. This is at the expo, I think, back in New York. And he said, this is on, I think, the Strange Universe panel or something. And he was asking the group, the panel members. And so when I was on the panel, I guess what I basically told the person is that the light changes. And so he had information in one moment of time that was correct. And I guess his question was, how come when I followed that information in the future, it was not correct? Well, of course it's not going to be correct because each moment is a new creation, and everybody else's thoughts are going to change that information that you're having. So if you get like information like right now to go out and we'll say that you live in Las Vegas two blocks from a slot machine, and the information says, boy, you better run over to the slot machine, it's in so-and-so location, the 10th one in the store, you know the exact one, and to put, you know, maybe a dollar in it or something, and you're going to win, you know, $1 million. So you get the information, you're really excited, you run over there and you do it, nothing happens. Well, maybe in that exact moment, if you would have connected in the exact same time sequence, within a millisecond, it would have worked. But everybody else's thoughts changed that reality. Remember, you're living in time here. And so the time that you're living in on the dark side planet energy, which is supposed to be light, but you're controlled by darkness. And so the darkness energy controls time. And so you're living in a controlled darkness reality. So that's why affirmations and things that people normally do or sense an energy that's supposed to be the way it is and doesn't turn out that way, that's the reason, because the light only works in the present now. And the darkness also can change things around. So you may have got information from the light about how to do something. The darkness heard about it and changed and invalidated what you're doing because it went out into mass consciousness. Everybody heard that, read about it, and everybody's minds then created a new reality for you, and what you were attempting to do did not work. And it may look like that your spirit betrayed you, which was not the case. So that's the way the mind energy works. Remember, everything that you're dealing with in time, in the time-based mind reality of collective consciousness, universal mind, is always changeable moment by moment. Okay, this is why they say your thoughts control your reality. Well, that's true. The darkness does control your reality. The light gives you free choice, free will. And then you don't have anybody else controlling you. But we don't live in that arena here because we're controlled by the extraterrestrial energies here of the darkness, of your natal chart. Remember, you all have a natal chart. So if you're listening to me and you go, oh, I don't know about the aliens, I think they're all good. Well, look about and check out your natal chart. What gave that to you? It's an extraterrestrial energy outside of yourself controlling your body. And so how can it control your body if you live in the light? So you have something going on that you really have to examine to look at. And you can finally come up with the answer that, yeah, if I'm being controlled by a natal chart, who's controlling me? Okay? And what's happening there? So a lot of people ask me about alien energies. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, I heard from so-and-so some channeling, you know, 20 years ago that the aliens are going to be coming, we'll say, at 2012 to save everybody. Well, maybe at that particular moment in time that could have been true from that consciousness. But if they're working continuously in that consciousness, then everything else changes because the dark side reality is that. And like I say, you know, if these energies were really, you know, in the light, then they would eliminate the energy of the dark side, and it would not be here any longer. So it gets to be very, very complicated. And when you have predictions, you're reading the dark side script. So if some alien race out there or person from some spaceship is channeling, and this I get questions answered to me or asked all the time, when I go out to the expos. So I'll just kind of clarify that for people listening. I really haven't brought this up too many times, but if the aliens out there are transmitting you information that sounds wonderful and that they're going to be coming and that they do see maybe catastrophic conditions happening on the planet here, well, are they controlled by that same energy? Why aren't they helping us with those conditions, okay? And so, and then also, if they do see the dark side script, then they must be controlled by it themselves because they're reading it, okay? So why are they reading dark side information? If you're in the light, everything's in the present moment. So I hope you understand that. So if you're reading dark side information and telling people about that, then if you're in the light, everything is changeable. There's no predictions for the future in the light. So I hope that connects some dots for some of you who kind of are wondering the difference between light and darkness. The light only works in the present moment, does not control anything, where the darkness then works through everything in the darkness and works through the energies of collective mind, universal mind consciousness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, we have lots of questions on the fast chat also. So let's see. I see one here from New, and the question is, why do only a few benefit financially by mind intent?
Okay, what probably happens is that the people that are benefiting more than likely have the proper alien implants in them. Remember, everybody is implanted through their DNA and also in their body with implants to control you. Remember, you have a natal chart. Okay, you have your horoscope, okay, so that's controlling you. So right away, look at that. You know, why are you being controlled, okay? So some people have controlling implants that resonate with other people who have the same type of implant, okay, and they happen to resonate and get everything sent to them. So that's probably how I would, react to that. Remember, the old system here was the caste system. And so if you were born, a pauper or a slave, that's what you probably would be through the next generation of your children and your parents for that. And then you get into what you may want to call the royal bloodlines, okay? So I don't get on this too often, but it's just going to make sense to you. So the people who do have the money, this is probably what I think the person is talking about here. Why do people who maybe a given race of people or whatever, why does this particular family or organization get all the breaks and you get nothing? That's probably what I think it's boiling down to. Well, it's because they have the proper coding to work within themselves, within their own, say, family, within their own genetics, within their own alien consciousness to get the money sent to them. And no one else can break into that system because of the alien implants that they have. Okay? So this is kind of what I've seen a lot out there. I hope that answered the question. So what it is that if you're not getting the right, if you're doing an affirmation or you're asking your spirit for information and it never works, maybe the people you're going to fulfill that are people that have the improper or have the coding system that does not relate to yours, okay? And so you're probably not going to move ahead because you do not have that proper genetic background of negativity in you to bring forth the result. So I hope I made sense to you. So does that cover the question, Sylvia, you think?
Yeah, I think that was good. Seems like there is some kind of people that are tapped into, you know, the mind control more than others, for sure.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot. People call me up from Hollywood and ask me questions, and a lot of these people use a different name, but basically what they're saying is, yeah, I went into, you know, I got contacted. There's a movie coming on or something, you know, maybe going to be taking place, you know, in the next year, and they're doing casting, and I went in there, and, you know, the person told me that I did very well, and they'll call me in a couple of days because I have the job. And then lo and behold, someone else comes in, and they take the job away from that person who's completely less qualified, okay? So what's going on there? Well, number one, maybe the implants from the person who's trying to hire you did not do a handshake with you implant-wise, so you didn't get the job. Number two, maybe the other people who are applying for that particular job, we'll just call it that to be very general here, were putting spells on everyone else, and so naturally you cannot break through, and the spells are very strong, so it allowed the person who wanted to hire everybody, the one who had the best spells or paid the most money to the dark side practitioners, that's the one who got the job. So that's another way of looking at it. So it's like I said, it's very difficult to work in a time-based reality because you don't know what's happening to you. You know, I'll ask you a question. What happened to you 1 minute ago in the time-based reality? You know that you were controlled, okay? So we'll just talk about that. You were controlled because of planets, and there could be thousands of them getting up, ganging up on you, doing control work on you, to prevent you from doing something. You don't know what's going on. You're just sitting there probably listening to this program. But what are they doing behind the scenes to you? Remember, you're in the reality of time. So when you're in the heart-based energy, nothing works there. You know, it's strictly all in the moment. There's nothing going on behind the scenes because you're in the creative mode moment to moment. And this is the difference between the dark side alien technologies, alien mind control, your natal chart, the planetary recordings, your horoscope, all this stuff is a way to control you. In the light, there's no such thing. So it's very hard here to live being heart-centered in a reality, and this is where you have to get to be heart-centered. It's very difficult to hold that frequency when you have all this mind control around you from everybody around you that you see, along with yourself trying to step out of the mind-based reality. So it's very difficult, and that's not an easy thing to do. This program, you're probably more in the now than you would be during the whole week, or each time listening to the show you put back into your spirit heart-based energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I see we have Marie on the fast chat, and she's mentioning, Ron, that she had over the past few weeks, had to go to courthouse a few times and then was experiencing kind of like heart pains and things like that, and was wondering if maybe she could be under attack, and was wondering what you think about that.
Yeah, it's very possible. You know, it's possible that somebody, if you had to go to court, it sounds like you went to court because of a situation. So, yeah, I would say the other person who maybe is dealing with you in the court manner possibly is doing spells and witchcraft on you. Remember, just thinking of a bad thought is going to do that to you. Maybe they paid somebody to do something. So that's why we have a dark side practitioner on the website to help yourself out. So you may want to go on there to clean out these energies and put the person's name down that you're dealing with, or maybe many people that you're dealing with. So the heart pain is probably the energy of your spirit being attacked, and also maybe your body. Maybe they don't want you to live any longer. That can happen too. Remember, people do spells and people die. So that's the way it is here. So unfortunately, you know, I don't have anything, you know, that I can help you with except for that one clearing. So get on there, dark side practitioner clearing. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. We have Tom on the fast chat. Says he just had a tetanus shot and is feeling the side effects and wondering if there's a clearing we could do to help with that.
Yeah, what we'll do is make the tetanus shot body compatible, okay? So this will work with everybody right now. Not that you had a shot, but it'll make your body compatible to what got put into your body, which could be food or something that you're drinking. So here we go. And count to 10. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Need some more energy there, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So hopefully that'll help you somewhat there and maybe take away whatever you're dealing with, Tom. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see. We have Sabrina on the fast chat. And she's saying, is there any help for underlying anxiety and nervousness? Haven't been able to shake it for months now. Something is wrong.
Well, that could be many things. Could be entities in you. Let's take away some entities here. So we'll just do this here. So I'm going to just make a list here. So we got entities. You might have anxiety. They have an extreme anxiety clearing on the website. That's for people who have extreme anxieties here. So let's first do entities that, remember, what you first want to do is entity releases. And that's on the website, too, to get rid of these things out of you because they can be giving you all your problems. Also, on the self-empowerment clearing on the website, we have that, which can help you, too. So here we go, entities that deal with maybe stress, anxiety, stuff like that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's entities. And let's do a sample of the extreme anxiety clearing. So here we go. I'll bring up the light beam again, so I'll use the word stronger this time. So here comes this energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And so also you may want to get the unlimited clearing if you haven't done that on the website, too. If you've had a clearing and you're not current, remember the clearing only works when the clearing is done, up to that millisecond when it starts going back in time. So you definitely want to stay current with your clearings because you can bring stuff onto you. But I would say extreme anxiety clearing might be a good one to have, and then maybe also entities. And, you know, from there, ask your spirit what that might be needed. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Well, I want to thank everyone that's on the fast chat for all the great comments. And let's see, Kimberly was saying that for herself, entity release and ancestor clearing and anxiety clearing was really helpful to release anxiety. So thank you for that. That's great. Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about how you have the clearings that go back into the different generations to help clear that out of your genetics?
Yeah, there are clearings on the website which are seven generational clearings, and those go back a little deeper. Remember, what you're living basically is probably at the past seven generations. Could be a little further than that, but normally that helps out a lot of people. So those go back to maybe 1800, 1850. It just depends, you know, how often your ancestors had people, had children, okay? So normally if you figure every maybe 100 years, you might have three generations, so that's about where it ends up at. And this is what you're bringing forth. You're bringing forth that mindset, and that mindset is what you're recycling now of what they thought back then. In the time of Jesus, the seven generational clearings were basically it, because people's thoughts did not go back much further than that because it was all the same. Where now we have so much more input, more stimulus, we're seeing more, understanding more, more things are created, there's more people, so there's a lot more interaction. And so that's why in the Bible they talk about a seven generational clearing, because that's really back then, 2,000 years ago, what was needed to clear everybody out. Now, you know, you need a lot more than that, but still the seven generational clearing is very good. You might look also, are you being tormented by parallel lifetimes? Is your spirit bringing back information from those lifetimes, those thousands of them, thousands with an S, okay? And is it on planet or off planet? So we'll take Sabrina's question there. So let's do a clearing for parallel lifetimes, okay? This is alien energies. Remember, all parallel lives that you have are not from the light. These are dark side energies, so they're cloned energies, cloned planets, cloned human bodies that look like yours, and your spirit's in them. Then your spirit comes back here with all that residue, all that mindset, all that gunk, and it gets transferred into this lifetime, which is your only lifetime that you're supposed to have in the now of the light. So you're living many, many lives at one time, thousands of them. And this is why it's so hard to have healings, because you could be having stuff happening to you off-planet that you don't even know anything about, and your spirit brings it back into you, and then you get impregnated with it, imprinted with it into your DNA. Because remember, your spirit resonates to you and looks like you, and it gives you its stuff. So here we go. We'll do parallel lives for clone planets, clone bodies. These are Earths, cloned Earths, thousands of cloned Earths. Remember, it's like going to the cinema, seeing movies, and you're on every one of those, but it's a different parallel lifetime. This is your deja vu. So here we go. First, I'll do 10 planets for you. So here we go. This is cloned Earths, cloned bodies. So first planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. Okay. Now we'll do the dark side planets that are not Earths. Okay, they don't look like planet Earth. Remember, they can replicate anything. So these are dark side universes, if you want to call it that. So here we go. Number one release, two release, three release, four release, five release, six release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 release. And let's just look at a more current lifetime for Sabrina and everybody else. We'll go to the year 1930, and we're going to take you out of those parallel lifetimes, okay, that might be causing your stress, anxiety. So these, again, are parallel lives, cloned Earths, cloned physical bodies with your spirit in it from the past, 1930. So here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. Same process now. These are for cloned bodies on alien extraterrestrial planets. first release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and tenth release. So, see how that feels? If you notice that all that we work with is mind energy. These are energies that are created in time by the darkness, and they're all mind energies where thought forms create the reality, and the reality is controlled by the darkness of aliens. So if you have any relief there, you might want to tune in and do that type of clearing. I don't have that on the website as far as those particular years. We just do it for this lifetime. So it gets to be a little more complicated, and you start realizing that, we have a lot of problems here. So this is why you want to become more spirit-empowered, so that you can find out what your problems are. Otherwise, you're kind of like a fish on a fishing line, kind of flaunting around, hooked up, and not knowing what to do next. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, Ron, we have a question from New that's very, very good question related to what we're talking about here. And the question is, how do we get our spirit out of the cloned bodies if the spirit is still there?
Oh, boy. Good question. How do we get your spirit out of the cloned bodies? Well, you have to first call it back. If it's lost, then that's what happens during the ascension time. And we also do that on the eight-hour calls. We look for you. So that's what they do. On the light ship, in the quarantine rooms, what happens is that they pick a part of you that they see darkness in. Remember, this does not go to the light ship. If it did, they'd be terminated. They'd be destroying parts of you. And so they look at it. They take it apart. They find out maybe what part of each cell in your body is corrupted by the darkness. And they look for that part that has darkness in it. And is that darkness stolen? I mean, is a part of your body stolen? So there's darkness there in its place. So now they got to go out and look for a part of your cell structure in the dark side universes. That's for your physical body. And the same thing as they look for part of your spirit, that's the same place. It might be a different location. So it gets to be very complicated, but this is what the light ship does. This is why we have these special eight-hour conference calls once a month. And the cost is $200, and you're on the light ship on the conference calls for 28 hours. You have three back-to-back Sundays starting this Sunday, which is the 10th. And it goes 10th, 17th to 24th. And we have a Saturday call, which is our ascension call, on the 23rd of this month, which is 4 hours. So, and then you're on the light ship for the whole month. Then you get a lot of healing done. And your life will probably change. Interesting here, a question about need a money implant healing. Here we go. I said just kidding, but let's give it a try. So, let's take away the energies that are preventing you in this moment. Remember, the light only works in the now. And, you know, the darkness can override this by bringing forth a new implant, but let's get rid of the one that you have now. Maybe they won't find you. So here we go. So, you know, take off that T-shirt of poverty, okay, with the bullseye on it. So here we go. Taking away some implants. These look like they're probably in shoulders, what I'm seeing from most people right now, so they're going to come out of you. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that feels. And you may feel a little lighter, a little better. And that's about all that I can do this present time here. Back to you, Sylvia. Boy, our time's going by real quick. We have to get off, what, at 53 after, I think so. We got just over 10 minutes here.
Okay, great. I see a question about if you have to pay to get on the archives. That's up to BBS. There is, if you go on the BBS main page and you click on the archives, it takes you to a page to register, and it tells you what the cost is. I don't think it's a lot, and I think you can do it either for like a month period or for a whole year. So you can just check out and see how that works. I don't remember exactly how much it costs. Let's see. I wanted to ask also, Ron, you know, we're talking about just kind of a general anxiety that sometimes, you know, people experience. And I think that that can also relate to the death barcodes that people have.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, that's
also
true, yeah.
Sensing the death barcode sometimes of somebody around you as well. So maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, if you haven't had your alien death barcode removal yet, boy, by all means, do that. It's $150. It's going to take you probably 6 hours minimum, typically eight, each barcode. And normally you have three of them. So each barcode is going to take you 2 hours. So you first clear the barcode. That's 1 hour. The second part is an emotional trauma release. Sometimes your emotional body gets freaked out because it knows that you would have died. So now it's in distress because it would have lost your body to live in. So you may want to repeat that. So that's where the extra time comes. After you do that and you feel balanced, feel better, then do the spirit integration. So each one is going to be 2 hours. Most people have three. It's $150. And after you do all of that, and you have to do it in one setting. This is dedicated to your life, so, you know, don't think that, you know, it's quite a while for some people. They may think it's too long. Well, that's up to them. Stick with it. And then after that, you get a free alien emotional trauma release, stress release, I mean. And the stress helps you out immensely. So once you have those two, you feel like a different person. Because you get these alien barcodes off. Where do they come from? Well, you have a natal chart. Remember, you came in here with a natal chart telling you about your life. And that's how you're living your life. Well, you do have the barcodes in that chart when you're dying. So this gets them off of you. This gets rid of situations that the dark side is transmitting to you. And if you want to go further, then you may want to go into the natal chart clearing, which are the barcodes on you with letters and numbers that are associated with you living here. Remember, they have to attach to you somehow, so they use your name and other things. So that's a wonderful clearing, too. And if you are having financial difficulty, we'll say, then I think for $60 for 6 weeks, I think is what it costs, you can go on to the self-empowerment section. And that can take people a couple of weeks or so to do. So by all means, do that, you know, do that clearing. But if you are having troubles, I would recommend everybody to have the alien death barcode released from you. You'll feel much better.
Ron, we have a request on the fast chat if we could have a sample of the mind of the body clearing.
Okay, the mind of the body clearing, what that is that's your physical body has a mind, okay, a controlling mechanism that helps your body heal. So what happens is when you have alien death barcodes on it, the mind of the body knows that you're going to die. Maybe it already knew that you're going to die, say, 10 years ago, so it gives up on its healing ability, okay? And so when you have the alien death barcode, it kind of does like a system restore on you, and now the mind of the body can help to heal you. So we'll do a clearing for that here and let you see what that's like. So here we go. And I'll go back 5 days. So if you have a physical condition, it could be something like a cold or something like that. This deals with your body healing, okay? This is your healing mechanism, okay? And you also have an infection body clearing, too, but this is the mind of the body. So here we go. 5 days ago, I'll count to 10 to clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go. 4 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 3 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yesterday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if you're a mental person, you may not sense anything, but see how your body's responding. Remember, your body's going to tell you what's happening. If you have chills in your body or warmth going on, then that means that you had blocked energy previous to this healing, and now you have spirit energy coming into you. And this is how it works. So the archive cost is written in here. One day is $1.95, and it looks like they think a month is $7.95. So you'd have to check with BBS. I don't have any control over that, but that's what's listed here. So a lot of people download the archives on an iPod, you know. And once you have it downloaded or you start listening to them, you're going to feel the light of energy come to help you. So back to you, Sylvia. We got maybe 5 minutes to go here.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify for Sabrina, the death barcode removal is definitely on the website. And I hope you maybe understood what Ron was saying about the different times that you cycle through it. But it's all explained on the website as well. So you just need to set aside the time and then just go for it. So it's wonderful. Let's see. Tom was asking if we could have one of the healings where the darkness can go to the light. Now, I know you did one at the beginning of the hour, but maybe he wasn't on yet. So would you be able to do that again?
Here we go.
Okay, great.
Do you have any darkness energies in your room, in your computer, from other websites that you have connected to, and any energies that are connected to you by the aliens, and these energetic life forms that do not have a spirit or soul in their body, we'll use that terminology, want to go into the light where they're given that, they have this opportunity, okay? And even ones that have that are created by the light that do have a spirit or soul in their body, but maybe they somehow got involved with a dark side practitioner or some alien race and they're held captive and they're in mind energy now. Remember, the mind energy is a darkness. This is controlled by the aliens, the extraterrestrials with and without spirits. Remember, we have people on this planet the same way. So the difference is that you're in the now and you live in spirit energy, not in time. So all these energies now are out there, and we'll bring in the energy from the light beam coming in to your monitor screen, and they can all go to the light now. So here we go. I'll count to 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, boy, they don't like that. 3, 4, I see a lot of laser shots at me here from the darkness here. They don't like me taking away their precious ground crew and stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, I have to laugh at them. 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Do you feel hits on your end there a little bit, Sylvia?
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
Yeah, what happens if the light ship protects us? So
yeah.
They really can't interfere with our energy system. Here we go. 1, and they'll be taken out, too. So the more they attempt to do an attack, the more they get terminated. And we'll bring in the beautiful energy of the Star Bethlehem, too, one of the light ship defense ships. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we just did was got rid of a lot of these extraterrestrial energies, life forms that are in the darkness, that maybe only knew about darkness and was attaching maybe to you or through you or from websites. And so this allows these energies to come into the light. And it's a very wonderful clearing. I love doing these clearings because it gives the darkness a way to come into the light. So this is the way it's done. So we'll do a little bit more here. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Our conference call is Sunday. It's an 8-hour call. Tomorrow night is Saturday. And our show is at 9 o'clock Pacific. midnight back east, and we have Saturday night live on the light ship. So if you want to come on the light ship for a healing, we go there for probably 10, 15 minutes approximately, and we start that off the first part of the show so that if you're back east and you need to go to sleep, you can have the light ship healing instantly there. So turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful healings. And let's see, for anyone who wants to connect with you to come on the 8-hour intensive on Sunday, is there an email address or phone number you'd like to give out?
Yeah, you can just even go on and just pay for it on PayPal. Just go to the top of the first, the homepage. But the email address is creationlightship@yahoo.com. Just send me an email or just pay for it with PayPal, and you get the codes and stuff sent to you, and it's very easy. It's $200 for yourself. This is 28 hours of conference call healing, and also you're on the light ship for the whole month. And just a wonderful way to have healings. If you want to get these ET worms out of you, extraterrestrial worms, parasites, this is the way to do it. Check out the archives, 11:30:07 and 10:10:08, and you find out what's going on inside of you that you have nothing about. And this gives you poor health. So blessings to all of you. Hope to see you tomorrow's show at Saturday night live on the light ship. Blessings, everybody. See you later.
Blessings. Good night.
Good night.